You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, I like this question here. Justin tweets, Dr. Dahlia, what do you do for fun? I don't have fun. I just work. I'm a workaholic. Honestly, if there was a true psychological diagnosis for workaholic, which I think I took the test on air about a year or two ago, if I have any spare time, I'm not going to have fun. I'm going to do work. I mean, I have so much work piled up. I have two books in the process that still haven't gotten finished. I always have to prep for the next day's show. I always have reports to do for my patients. I always have things to do for the kids, etc. Yeah, hanging out with the kids, I suppose you could say, is fun, but you can't really call it fun. It's kind of duty. You know, you give birth to them, you breastfeed them, you got to play with them, even if you aren't interested in what they're doing. You know, they're still playing World of Warcraft, and I don't know what they did. Something really big and juicy happened. And, of course, I'm their mama, you know, so I have to be like, oh, I'm so proud of you, when I really wish, you know, they were doing some reading or working on some workbooks this summer. But I guess I don't have – do I sound like I'm the type of person that has fun? You want to know? Okay, let me take that back. You want to know what I do for fun? I like to mess with people and do stupid things. Okay, so here's for an example. What we did is when you live in Las Vegas, it's hot, and you really don't want to travel anywhere because it's hot and humid. And Vegas has very dry weather. So in Vegas, we do a lot of things that we call staycations, where you get a local's rate on a room. Hopefully you know somebody in the business, so they give you a couple comps. And you spend the weekend in Las Vegas in one of their really cool hotels and at their pool. So I was at the MGM, which is a phenomenal hotel, not the one that had a fire back in the 80s. They rebuilt it south of the Strip. And they have this pool that's a lazy river. And as you watch people drunk swimming, now personally, I think they have good lifeguards, but you know, I'm always on the job. You know how like an off-duty cop is always looking and out there? Well, me, as a doctor, I'm always on the job. So I always watch people when they're drunk, right? I don't go into the water too much because I know people are peeing in the pool. You know they're peeing in the pool, right? You see people laying out. You see them look up. You see them look over to the bathroom, right, while they're on the lawn chair. You see them kind of cringe, look at the lawn chair, and then they go, I'm going to jump in the pool. And you're like, no. So I don't have, you know, that easy time going into the pool. But I like watching people drunk. And I like them, you know, because there's always music blasting in the background, them sitting there, you know, trying to dance in the pool as they walk down the lazy river. So one of the things I like to do is be in the middle of nowhere where there's no music and just start to jig, you know? Yeah. You know, so I do that. And people are like, you know, is she listening to her iPod? What's she doing? And I think that's funny. Another thing we used to do when we were younger on the Las Vegas Strip. Come on, what do you expect? I'm a doctor. You think I do a lot of stuff for fun? No, I don't golf. I can't afford to go golfing. I don't golf. Goofy golf. We used to have a goofy golf. That's gone. So, no, can't have a goofy golf anymore. Another thing we used to do is I love to put on an accent. Now, I am very light-skinned, but I would pretend I was from the Caribbean, right, or Jamaica. Go, hey, we're tourists. And we used to walk along the Strip. Like, if there was, like, Wayne Newton, we'd be like, oh, president. Oh, he happy. He must be the president. God bless America. So we used to do that, and people were like, no, I'm sorry, ma'am, that's not the president. That's not the president. The president is Clinton. Who? Clinton. He smoke? No, he doesn't smoke. Oh, he sells cigar. No, he doesn't sell cigar. Anyway, so I just like to mess with people that are tourists on the Strip. So to answer your question, that's probably what I do for fun, honestly. Kyle, you know, here at GCN, he doesn't really look like he likes to have fun either. So sometimes I like to give him crap. But you know who I really like to give crap to are other doctors. I've told you what I do many times. I'll make up patients' names that when you say it all together, it sounds kind of like a dirty word. right? And so when the doctor is telling the nurse, you know, to go out to the waiting room or whatever, you know, like I told you, one of my friends is a chiropractor and he has very minimal staff and he will go out into the waiting room and call the person, right? Okay. Like, you know, Fanny Licker, right? Fanny, L-I-C-H-E-R. That's a name you could use. All right. Well, one time I gave him a patient named Ima was her first name and Puzi, P-U-Z-I. So he would go out into the waiting room and go, I'm a pussy. I'm a pussy. Not here. You are? You know, so I like to do that. I like to give my friends fake patients that they have to go out into the waiting room and call. Now, HIPAA ruined all that for us. Now you can't go out into the waiting room and go, Dahlia Wax, are you here for your pap? You can't do that anymore because of privacy issues. They give you a number, you know, 12784NX, or they just go, Dahlia. You know, I mean, for me, whenever I'm at the gynecologist, everybody kind of knows who I am by now, you know, and so when they go, Dahlia, there's not a lot of Dahlias out there. So, and what's really scary is the size of your chart. Whenever the nurse calls you back, I need to do this in our office too. She is always holding the chart in her left hand and opens the door with the right so everybody could see volume 1, 2, 3. And going to a gynecologist like myself, as many times as I've had to, you kind of acquire an encyclopedia full. Now, thank God they're going electronic, but that's kind of embarrassing. Dahlia, you know, and then you hear the, you know, wide load construction type automobiles, you know, because I have to carry all my charts. It's pretty embarrassing. So, you know, you really got to minimize embarrassment. But if you want to know what I do for fun, I like to mess with other doctors. I mean, what else am I going to do? I really have no time to do anything else. I used to play racquetball. Oh, bingo. You know, if I had any spare time, oh, have any of you guys been to the bingo parlors in Las Vegas? Everybody's over 80. But you get free drinks. I mean, not that I drink. I probably drink some ice water. You get free drinks, and you get to sit there and play bingo. I love it. And then when a little old lady goes, bingo, you start ripping to her. Why, you love me, beef? All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We'll have some fun today. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now.
Now, for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off No. 10 case lots of Mountain House foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, follow us at Twitter, on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. You could follow us on Facebook. Android users, we have the free Dr. Dahlia app. You could download it anytime you want, listen to it, and be educated and entertained. I have a little bit of right upper quadrant pain right now. I don't know if I'm trying to pass a gallstone. I've passed a kidney stone when I was on air once, but this feels like a gallstone. It's hard to tell because, you know, my breast droops to the point where it overlies the gallbladder. So you got to lift up the breast to get kind of up in there under the gallbladder. And you say, ouch, because when the doctor lifts up the breast, that kind of hurts itself. So you're like, ow. And they're like, it's your gallbladder. I go, no, you moved my breast. I don't know. I'll have Kyle examine me later. I don't know, Kyle. I think I passed it a gallstone. Well, of course I got to get through the show. Yeah, I could pass it after the show. That's what he told me. All right, what are we doing now here? All right, breast cancer cells damage bones. Okay, so Victorian scientists have found that some breast cancer cells can turn off a signal that causes the immune system to attack them. It's an interferon immune signal that lets the cancer secretly spread to secondary sites, most commonly bones. Now, people always ask, how do you know where cancer is going to spread? Well, in medical school, we learned, is it called an acronym where you have all those letters? P.T. Barnum loves kids. All right, P.T. Barnum, prostate, will go to the bone. T, thyroid cancer, will go to the bone. Barnum, B, breast. A, I don't think stands for anything. R, renal, maybe. I don't know. I really wasn't, you know, a good student in medical school. P.T. Barnum loves kids. L for liver, K for kidney. So those five major cancers go to the bone. But I thought, okay, well, nothing to do with that. But they're saying that actually the bone, well, let's read this because I don't want to mess this up. Sorry, guys. I've learned my lesson not to reword the article. The article is most likely better written than I could speak it. Anyway, the discovery achieved by researchers from Peter MacCallum Center, Cancer Center, and Monash Institute of Medical Research could help stop breast cancer from spreading to the bones. We have discovered a mask that breast cancer cells put on. No, masks are out. Ever since the whole Colorado thing, no masks. We aren't interested. We discovered a mask that breast cancer cells put on, allowing them to hide and spread to the bone. Researchers hope that existing interferon therapies could help unmask the cancer cells. Once the cells were detectable and open to attacks from the immune system, they could contain them to the breast and stop them from forming secondary tumors. So what they're touching upon, which is actually pretty good, is one of the reasons why cells metastasize. You know, a lot of people that are very strong, healthy, youthful people, you know, end up suffering from cancer that metastasizes and goes to other areas. And you wonder, why didn't the immune system fight it? Well, if cancer cells, and cancer cells are pretty smart, if cancer cells have the ability to mask itself, and probably how they do it is sometimes they'll do a coating that has less antigenic properties on the wall. Many cells have antigens, little kind of finger-like projections or triangle-like projections. Whenever we make a picture of it, you know, sometimes you see a rhomboid, sometimes you see a triangle, sometimes you see a square, and these things get picked up by the body as immune. But if a cell has a certain coating or some sort of, like they say, mask to conceal it, it's able then to go wherever it wants to go. Now, these cancers seem to, the ones that I told you, prostate, breast, thyroid, liver, kidney, they like to go to bone. You know, it doesn't have to be the first place they metastasize, but they do like to go to bone, which is why I will always panic anytime I have people with back pain and they say, yeah, the doctor didn't order a back x-ray. Well, you don't have to order a back x-ray, you know, for all back pain. But, you know, whenever we find metastases to the back, a lot of times it's because we do the x-ray. And it's not a very good-looking x-ray. It's not a good-looking one at all. Sometimes you get moth-eating look like it's not good whenever you see that. All right. So, good. All right. The research is published in Nature Medicine. Now, somebody wrote me, you know, do any of these journal articles have boobies like National Geographic? I don't think so. Does it matter? Really, people? Does it matter? Yeah. But you see, National Geographic is smart. They knew what they were doing. That's how they were able to sell magazines. Right? You have boobies in them. All right. Did you guys hear about this accident in Corpus Christi, Texas, where 14 people were dead, 9 were injured? A pickup truck carrying 23 people, some of them illegal immigrants, ran off the highway and struck 2 trees. It was a white 2000 Ford pickup heading north on US 59 near the small town of Goliad over the weekend, with 23 people loaded inside the truck's cab and bed. I don't know. I've seen these Ford pickups. I don't know how you could fit 23 people. Of course, when it crashed into the trees, people were flown over. See, some states, like I think in my state, we have laws. You can't sit in the bed of the truck. Laws came out about 20 years ago where you can't sit in the bed of the truck. 6 of them that were killed were still inside the truck. They 11 were men, 3 were female. 11 people had to be airlifted. They had to use the jaws of life to open up the car. Some of the passengers that were thrown about 50 or 60 feet away. You know, I talk to my kids a lot about when we watch television in these movies where people jump out of cars. I think I was watching True Blood and Sookie decided to jump out of her car a few shows back, which was really stupid. Of course, she doesn't have any scratches on her. Makeup still in place. And, you know, I told them, you know, if you're going, let's say 25, 30 miles an hour in a car and you throw a cantaloupe or a watermelon out of your car. Oh, another fun thing. I should put that on my fun thing to do list. It explodes. Okay. I hate how the movies glorify the act of jumping out of a car and being able to make it, right? Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Angelina Jolie jumped out of the car. You know, now, I'm sure some people can survive, depending on where you land. But if your head hits the pavement at 25, 30 miles an hour, it could explode. And I learned that, look, you know, watching my driver's ed videos. I was in driver's ed in the 80s, but of course they showed videos from the 60s. And you saw people throwing fruit out the car at various speeds and the fruit exploding. And they said your head would do that. So I learned at a very early age, you don't jump out of a car. I also learned at a very early age not to trust anybody driving around you. Now, I used to work in Lake Havasu ER and Bullhead City Urgent Care. So the drive's anywhere from 2.5 hours, depending on where I was doing my ER shift, maybe an hour and a half, Bullhead, coming back to Vegas. So it was late night, and I'm driving. And the Vegas highways are still pretty busy, even late night. It's pretty kind of consistent. And I was in the left lane, and there was a pickup truck, you know, over in the right lane. And it was a three-lane highway, you know, each way, so six-lane highway, right? So I'm driving, I'm kind of listening to music, and I was pregnant. And the truck had, I think, a lamp in it or something that wasn't secured. So it falls out. This is the truck in the right lane while I'm in the left lane. And the car behind that truck swerves to miss the lamp. Well, it goes into a tailspin, and then it lands at a stop right in my lane as I'm going 65 miles an hour. I remember seeing the woman, seeing her curly hair, seeing the print on her shirt. Now, I reacted, and I just immediately, you know, pulled the wheel to the right, quickly went to the other lane, and then I looked back to make sure they were able to start and go, and they were, and they didn't get hit. Thank God there was nobody in the middle lane next to me. But that could have been a fatal accident for me, the baby, her. I mean, for me to be that close where I could see the print on her blouse. It was like these little black flowers. Frightening stuff. And it wasn't because I was driving half-assed. It wasn't because they were driving half-assed. It was because of the guy with the pickup truck that had something in the truck that was loose. Now, I had a pickup truck in the past. I've put stuff in the truck, and then I come home, and I know it was half of it gone. So I'm sure I'm just as guilty, you know, with things flying out of the truck. We don't have a pickup truck anymore. But, you know, just remember when you drive that it's somebody else that's going to probably cause your demise. So always be on that lookout for that something else. I couldn't believe something that happened in the right lane could possibly have involved me and another person in a fatal accident. And thank God, I thank God every day that that didn't happen. And it blows your mind. You know, if you do have a truck, make sure you secure things, because I witnessed firsthand things loose falling out of the truck, not worth it. I mean, especially with people. You know, another thing I learned is always be the last one in the intersection when the light changes. Red, or from red, you know, to green. You don't need to be the first one racing. You know, be the last one, because there's always some drunk driver or somebody stupid that tries to make the light from the other end. You know, so kind of, you know, just very slowly go into the intersection, because a lot of times you can't see. I can't look both ways before I cross the street in an intersection all the time. And there's somebody flying at 100 miles an hour trying to make the light. So try to be the last one in the intersection. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. All right, many of you that take Lyrica for nerve pain will be happy to know that it does not hurt your sperm. Apparently, Pfizer said that they conducted a study of more than 200 men as a requirement of the FDA for approving Lyrica. Lyrica, known as pregabalin, which we use for diabetic neuropathy, pain after shingles, even I believe it's a seizure medication as well. We use it for multiple things, but Lyrica was thought of as something that could possibly decrease sperm production. So you should be happy to know that the sperm counts are good. They did say that a trial of patients with anxiety did have a low number of symptoms developed after discontinuing Lyrica. Huh, does it cause anxiety, too? I don't know. I guess Pfizer last week won a U.S. court case protecting Lyrica's patent that stands to keep generic rivals at bay until 2018. Oh, that helps. Oh, Pfizer stock is probably going up for that one. All right. You know, some of my patients like Lyrica. You know, it's... unfortunately, though, when you have the real deep neuropathic pain, I think a lot of these medications, they help a little, but not to what they need to. But the type of medicine that you need for that type of pain probably would have to knock you out. And so we're trying to, you know, play around with medicines that will still allow you to function throughout the day and just selectively deal with the nerve pain. And it's tough. It's tough. All right. But at least your sperm is good. Last thing you want to do is take a pain pill and something happens to the sperm. Okay, what are we doing here? Eddie Barker. Does that name sound familiar? Eddie Barker was the first reporter to air news of John F. Kennedy's death when he was assassinated in 63. He himself has just died, age 84, at a Dallas nursing home. He's had a long history of declining health, but he was the one who, he worked for KRLD radio and TV. He was the one, from what I understand, had been on the phone with Parkland Memorial Hospital, and he was the one that broke the news when one of the hospital workers told him, these were the words he said. He said, yeah, he's dead, to the reporter. And then Mr. Barker goes on air and says that he has just been told by a member of the staff at Parkland Hospital, the president is dead. You know, it's interesting. I watched the footage. One of my very good friends, Ron Futrell, journalist, a great guy, he, on his website, Locals Love Vegas, had the actual footage of the newscast that happened back in 1963. And I've discussed this with you guys. It's about 2.5 hours long, the clip, if it's still there on his website, Locals Love Vegas. I wish I could get away where I could copy it and put it on mine. But you're watching a soap opera back in the 60s. You're watching a soap opera, and then there's some breaking news that the president has been shot. And then you go back to the soap opera. And you could just imagine what people were doing back then. You know, they're probably like, what's going on? What's going on? They're probably on the phone trying to figure out what's going on. And the soap opera's still going on. Not a very good soap opera, I might add. Then Walter Cronkite comes on. And, you know, he starts to talk. And, you know, when you watch the coverage over the 2.5 hours, you start to forget that you're in the year 2012. And you start to, I guess, feel like you're listening to a broadcast right then and there. And I was surprised that I put away 2.5 hours to do this, but I'm glad I did. And, you know, during this broadcast, of course, they say the president, you know, he was shot, but they're giving him fluids and he's stable. And, you know, we all have learned to come that he was probably dead on the scene because of the second bullet that caused, you know, the trauma to his face and skull and, unfortunately his brains. And, there were, you know, there was tissue in the limousine, et cetera. But of course, back in the 60s, they didn't want to worry people, you know, worry audiences, and maybe, you know, they didn't know how to, broadcast this. You know, Abraham Lincoln's assassination was a long time past and before, you know, television media. So they probably didn't know how to broadcast this. So in the meantime, like, okay, well, let's just not say anything yet. But for probably a good 45 minutes to an hour, they were talking about how they were treating him with fluids, et cetera. And you find out that, you know, he died, and they remember he was supposed to be going to a bruncheon. And you see people just kind of standing around talking at the bruncheon. And I mean, it was amazing footage. It doesn't seem like you're looking at something that could be 50 years old, close to 50 years old. And it was interesting because they were talking about Lyndon B. Johnson in the motorcade and how lucky Lyndon B. Johnson was to have slowed down right before the shooting. And then you wonder, oh my gosh, did somebody in Lyndon B. Johnson's car know this is going to happen? You know, and you're kind of watching this. And then they say, then they talk about how, you know, Eunice, you know, and the family are on the way to the airport. And I'm like, oh gosh, Eunice, hurry. You got to get there before he dies. And you almost forget, you know, you're sitting there living in 1963. And it's, it was some great, great footage. I'd love to get a hold of that and put that on my website for you. But I mean, I would seriously encourage you sitting through the whole 2.5 hours. It takes you back into that time and you actually start crying. You know, it's uncanny. And then, you know, I've gone to Dallas and I've visited the, sixth floor book repository where, the shooting had happened. And, you know, there's all these trees now. But before, when there weren't trees, you know, you're wondering, why didn't anybody, you know, man that building, watch that building? It was an incredibly close shot. And it was kind of a wavy street. The street curves. And then it goes under a little bridge. And, you know, of course, you know, always looking back, you know, and you know, people have discussed the Kennedy assassination now for years. I wouldn't be able to even say something new, but I think I was so shocked at how somebody would want to do something like that and how somebody could do something like that. But then here we have this James Holmes idiot who opened fire, you know, on the cinema, and he's, you know, in court today. I guess he's just kind of looking all dazed. I mean, he looks stoned to me. It looked like he was even falling asleep. The red hair is disgusting. He looked really disheveled, and he was shackled up at the wrists and the ankles. 40 members of the victims' families were seated on the left side of the courtroom. Of course, they were glaring at him. He just kind of remained expressionless. I mean, at least he didn't have that dorky grin, because that would have probably made people leap on him. But he just, I mean, I don't know how he would have gotten stoned if he was, you know, apprehended all this time. But he just, I mean, he looks like somebody that's going to make me throw up. So let's move on. All right. But anyway, the moral of this segment is there's very kooky people out there, people that have no problem devoting their life to planning the assassination of one person or multiple people. And you just need to be aware. We don't live in La La Land. We don't live in Candy Land. There are some evil people planning these things. Remember we talked about those two kids in New York? One just recently, little Orthodox Jewish boy who begged his mom, "Mom, will you finally let me walk to school by myself? You know, please." And she lets him do it. And then Eitan Potts, I think his name was, from the 70s, again, begged his parents to let him walk to school that day. And, you know, as a parent, you know, you have to let go. You know, you have to let the kid, you know, walk. And I know a lot of people are thinking, well, nothing's going to happen because this is the first time we're letting them happen. You know, a stalker has never seen them alone. You forget these people that stalk, these people that plan, they go to the scene or they watch you and your kids prior to it happening. You know, whoever decided to abduct these two kids were watching them for days, weeks, maybe months before, who knows, years. So don't think just because something happens in a split second, it was just reactive. You know, people plan. And to know that there's crazy people out there, whether they're terrorists or people in our country, you just want to be more aware. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, I have learned that the greatest roadblock to health is a compromised ability to detoxify. If your body fails to detoxify enough, you suffer from infections, diseases of all kinds, and die young. Detoxification involves a properly working liver and sufficient production of glutathione. Glutathione represents 60% of one of your liver detox systems. There are many products on the market that try to raise glutathione or detoxify the body. The most sophisticated ones cost $300 out the door and $1,200 or more over 6 months. We believe there is a quicker and more effective way to achieve detoxification. It is One World Way. One World Way is the most undamaged, unrefined, life-giving whey protein powder on the market we have found. Taking One World Way will feed your body the building blocks to rebuild, repair, and detoxify. To help you feel great again, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle working the dials. Android users, don't forget to download the Dr. Dahlia app. You could go to your Android store. It's free. Or go to my website, Dr. Dahlia. Click on the icon. Still free. And then you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show whenever you want, especially when you're on vacation. All right, you know, many people are asking, did this James Holmes work alone? And they believe he did, but interesting, police had to actually question somebody this week because when the Colorado theater gunman was apprehended, somebody called the police threatening violence if they didn't release James Holmes. Now, Yum Pyo Lee was the one questioned. We don't know if he's the one that left the message, but police took him into custody and I guess asked some questions. Lee is also believed to be a student on the PhD course at the University of Colorado, the same one as Holmes. From what we understand, we don't know if Lee was the one that threatened the police. The fact that he was released, I'm not wondering. They say he is a person of interest, but, I don't want to be naive. I don't want to think that it's just one loner doing this, you know, but, You know, this other kid kind of looks like a loner, so you don't know if a couple of them are involved. But they said this was just the guy they questioned. They don't know if this is the one that actually threatened the police to free James Holmes. You know, people always ask, what's going on with the parents? How are the parents getting through this? I mean, it sounds like they have an attorney. You know, they should. It sounds like the media is surrounding the parents of James Holmes' house. Right. And I mean, they appear to be shocked. You know, if my child was ever apprehended by the police, would I ever call saying, get my baby out of the police station, please let my baby go? I probably wouldn't do that, you know, depending on what my child did. But they said it didn't sound like a woman, and it didn't sound like this. Let James Holmes out of jail. It didn't sound like that. It kind of sounded like a man. Let him go. So they said he had, I guess, broken up with his girlfriend pretty recently. He would always black out his windows. Now, that's always, that, you know, that's a kooky sign. Remember, we're talking about red flags. Somebody blacking out their windows, and it's not a window facing the sun. You know, that could be kind of, what's he hiding in the house? Right? I guess he was on a dating website, adultfinder.com, and was turned down a couple times. So, you know, who knows? You know, if somebody has a death wish and they want to take people with them, you know, this would be an example of somebody doing it. Still no motive. We will, though, keep you posted as soon as we hear. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right. So, you know, we talk about HPV a lot, the human papillomavirus. We know it causes genital warts. We know it causes cervical cancer. Strains of it could cause anal cancer, could cause throat cancer. Well, now they're saying it may raise a risk of a form of skin cancer and squamous cell carcinoma, one of the dangerous ones. Not as scary as melanoma, but still pretty scary stuff. Now, risk factors for squamous cell carcinoma are, you know, being out in the sun a lot, being older, light-skinned, suppressed immune system, because the squamous cells on your skin can start to go awry. But they think that there are strains of cutaneous HPV that affect the skin and could be actually causing skin cancer. Now, again, they say it's a different strain from cervical cancer, anal warts, etc. The study has found cutaneous HPV antibodies in the blood and HPV infection in skin tumors. Now, I know some of you are thinking, well, what about warts? If warts are made of HPV virus, should we get rid of all warts so they don't turn into cancer? They haven't gotten that far yet. I like your thinking, though. I like your thinking. But, I mean, look at how long warts have been around, right? People get plantar warts on their feet. They get plantar warts on their hands. They get, you know, warts on their hands. I mean, I remember, you know, growing up in Phoenix, Arizona, we had to do square dancing every year. And you always had to hold hands. And I'd hold hands, and the boys, because, you know, it had to be girl, boy, girl, boy. And the boys would have warts on their hands. And you know, you really haven't heard, you know, people getting, you know, we usually actually don't see squamous cell carcinoma on the bottom of the feet or the hands that often. You usually see it on the face. You usually see it in the sun exposed areas. But you wonder if people who have had regular cutaneous warts or some sort of exposure to HPV without the wart, are they more prone or inclined to squamous cell skin cancer? Now, how do you identify squamous cell skin cancer? The ABCDEs usually, you know, apply to all of them, but more so for melanoma. With squamous cell carcinoma, it's very flaky. It's more plaquey. We call it a plaque. It doesn't look like a circle. It kind of looks like, it looks like a splatter kind of, but, very sharp edges as opposed to round. People pick at it. They pick at the skin and it keeps growing back. They're more pink. They're not hairy. Usually, the hair I notice is gone. Usually I see like a central area where people were picking at where it's bleeding. But that's the area that seems to have more depth. And they're a skin lesion that doesn't go away. So if you have any of those lesions, you definitely need to get them checked out. Now, many people ask me about the actinic keratoses or the precancerous lesions. They go, which lesions can I freeze and which do you need to cut out? Well, the actinic keratoses or your precancerous lesions, those could turn into squamous cell carcinoma. Many of them don't, but some can, and we call them precancerous. And when you have just flaky skin that continues to flake in certain areas on your face when you're older, sometimes a little pinkish, those could be actinokeratoses. Now, sometimes I like to actually biopsy them to see if it's early squamous cell carcinoma. Because what I don't like about some of the actinokeratoses treatment is, you know, you freeze them, and then they scab, they hopefully come off. Many patients, they used to follow back up with the doctor very regularly. Unfortunately, now with the recession, you're having people say, just freeze me and let me go. I'll come back in a year or two. And my problem is if it already started to turn to squamous cell carcinoma, somebody needs to watch it. Now, I've been a huge fan of freezing actinokeratoses in the past because patients go back, the doctor looks at it after the scab comes off, keeps an eye on it. If it seems to grow back, then it maybe cuts it out, cuts it off. There's also creams like Effudex you could put on that is like a chemical burn that will burn a lot of these off because they're superficial. You know, the actinokeratoses, they're in the superficial epidermal layer. But some of these things, if they are going dermal, and many of our patients don't have the ability to follow up, I would almost rather cut out the lesion. You know, we just had that with a patient last week. She had something that, you know, just started to grow. It looked a little kooky. It did not look like squamous cell carcinoma. It was actually round. Turned out to be squamous cell carcinoma. The biopsy, of course, was just a biopsy, so it didn't take out the whole thing. She couldn't get in with the dermatologist for another couple months, so we cut it out ourselves. And I'd rather, when you have the patient, take it out while you can. But if you are in a position where you can follow up with your doctor regularly, absolutely. The freezing procedures, the Effudex, there's things you could do for actinokeratoses that doesn't have to be as involved like the cutting. But most important, you need to watch your face. You need to watch the sun exposure. And remember, when you're older, you could say, oh, well, I've been wearing a hat for the last 20 years. It doesn't matter. It's a sun exposure you endured when you were younger. If any of you incurred a huge sunburn, like I had one sunburn that was black because I put sunscreen on and it was just right below the bathing suit top line, so it was black. That's the area that I'm going to always watch closely because, you know, even though it happened back in high school, it could happen years from now. What are we at, 5 years later now? 5 years. 25 years? No, 20 years. 20, 22 years. We're probably at the 22, 23 year mark. No. No, I was 15, 26 years. It's been 26 years since I was a sophomore in high school. Are you kidding me? Gosh, I feel old. Well, that made my day. All right, guys, if you could stay on board with us for another hour, please do. We got more Dr. Dahlia coming right up, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food. For example, purchase a 1-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill.
Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.